Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. The mainstream media is panicking. The left is in a complete meltdown, and it's all because Donald Trump is doing something no president has ever done before. For decades, politicians promised to secure our border and deport criminal aliens, and they all, every single one of them, failed. But in just under 6 months, President Trump has already arrested nearly 300,000 illegal migrants and revolutionized immigration enforcement forever. And the legacy media simply doesn't know how to handle it. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to give you the breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. In this video, we're going to learn how Trump is completely rewriting the rules on illegal migration enforcement in ways that will affect our nation for generations to come. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, and let's dive right in.
I think one of the things that's had a lot of folks up in arms is that ICE agents, unlike other law enforcement, have been masked to protect their identities. That's not something that we've really had on this scale in this country.
Well, we never have the scale of attacks on ICE we have now, up 700% attacks on ICE. Doxing against ICE agents.
Well, you've had increased attacks on police officers as well in the wake of the defund the police movement, too, but they haven't put masks on.
You name a police agency that has a 700% increase in assault. Name one.
I haven't looked at that data, yeah.
You won't find one. The attacks on ICE is unprecedented, 700% increase. And we're not even talking about the doxing of agents, their spouses, and their children. So they're wearing masks to help give them some sort of protection. But when the same people that complain about ICE wearing masks, have they ever said anything about BLM protesters wearing masks?
Well, I mean, let me answer. Yeah, okay.
Did they ever say anything about the mass protesters that became criminals on college campuses that threatened Jewish students and took over buildings, destroyed property? They were all wearing masks. Did anybody pass legislation saying they can't wear a mask during a protest? No. We're talking about law enforcement.
Oh, I think there are a lot of people who are upset about that.
Have you seen any legislation proposed to remove masks from protests that become criminals, that take over college campuses? You haven't. Look at the BLM protests, how many lives are lost, how much property are stolen. They're all wearing masks. Did anybody propose legislation saying it's illegal to wear a mask in public while you're protesting? No, there isn't. This is attacking ICE officers. The Democrats want to vilify men and women of ICE and border. And I said from day one, when President Trump won office and I came back and said, now the vilification starts, right? Now it's the racist ICE, the racist border patrol for simply enforcing the law to deal with the repercussions of Biden administration's open borders, where millions of criminals and public safety threats were released in this country. So I support ICE wearing masks. You're still wearing insignia. You got HSI, ERO, or FBI, DEA. But there needs to be some level of protection because the tax is unprecedented. 700% for guys. And what I want to remind people is, I was an ICE agent. These men and women are ICE, they're mothers and fathers too. They don't hang their heart on a hook every day and they come to work. They're not the beast. They're enforcing a law. They're trying to make this country safe again. And they're being vilified for it and attacked for it. And we're not going to tolerate zero tolerance on this.
Okay, that was freaking brilliant from beginning to end. That was Border Czar Tom Homan, of course, smacking down one of the poorest excuses for a legacy media journalist out there, Politico's Dasha Burns, who lives in a woke echo chamber. Dasha Burns lives in a woke echo chamber comprised of liberal elites who actually believe mask-wearing ICE agents are a bigger threat to our nation than 11 million illegal migrants let in over the course of 4 years. I just want that to hit you. If you want to know how and why the liberals are caught in this 80-20 doom loop, there it is right there in real time for you to see and encounter. The crowd that Dasha Burns hangs out with, the cosmopolitan elites, literally believe that ICE agents wearing masks while enforcing the law are a greater threat to our nation than a lawless invasion by tens of millions of illegal migrants over the course of 4 years. I mean, can you, where was she when the border was wide open during the Biden years? Where was the comparable outrage? Where were her hysterical concerns when American citizens were being murdered at the hands of the illegal migrants who should never have been here in the first place? You see, this double standard, Tom Homan did a great job of making explicit, bringing out with the whole Black Lives Matter riots that burned down every city in the nation, that the legacy media was actually defending. Don't forget that. Remember, whoever said protests were supposed to be peaceful? It's this obvious double standard that is ironically the primary reason why the far left and their mouthpieces in the legacy media have lost this issue. It's precisely because that double standard has forced the legacy media to defend the indefensible. I mean, even Mark Cuban is coming out and publicly saying that the Democrats need to get on board with Trump's immigration enforcement. They need to get on board with mass deportations instead of this incessant and absurd doubling down on the 80-20 doom loop. I mean, seriously, take a step back and just ask yourself, how many people in our nation share this belief that ICE agents wearing masks is a greater threat to our nation than a wide open southern border that allowed 11 million illegal migrants into our nation over the course of 4 years? How many people actually believe that? And which issue, if you think it through politically, which issue is going to galvanize voters more? So the very fact that the legacy media just keeps doubling down on their absurdities tells me that they have no idea how to respond when their entire world, their liberal, left-wing, woke world comes crashing down. When fake news reporters try to attack ICE agents for wearing masks while enforcing the law against the lawless, Border Czar Tom Homan doesn't just defend them. He destroys their entire left-wing narrative with cold, hard facts. But there's something more here. There's something that the legacy media is not telling you about Trump's immigration revolution that's literally changing everything. Dasha Burns might think that masked ICE officers are scary, but you know what's even more terrifying? Thinning hair. Yeah, that's right. Thinning hair, a bigger forehead, more strands in your brush. Are you noticing that? Well, if you are, you're not alone. Stress, aging, hormones, nutrient deficiencies, they can all trigger hair loss. But no worries, we got you covered. The Wellness Company has a doctor-formulated solution that works from within and on the surface. It's called Roots, a topical hydrogel powered by 7 peptides that support the body's natural repair processes to promote visibly thicker, fuller hair. With consistent daily use, Roots helps extend the growth phase and reduce shedding. It includes methylene blue, which supports mitochondrial function and delivers antioxidant benefits directly to the follicle. So whether you're dealing with postpartum hair loss or hormonal shifts or early signs of aging, Roots targets the root cause, literally. So head on over to twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley to get 15% off plus free shipping. Again, that's twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley to get 15% off and start looking your best today. This week, Trump's Immigration and Customs Enforcement delivered perhaps the single most significant immigration enforcement policy in American history. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons issued a memo that will change everything. As of this week, no more bond hearings for illegal migrants who cross that border illegally. Period. Full stop, as our borderline illiterate autopen Supreme Court justice would say. This is not just policy, gang. This is Trump delivering on his core promise to end catch and release forever. So if you don't know, this is how we ended up knowing that 11 million illegal migrants ended up in the general population. It's because of bond hearings extended to 11 million by the Biden administration. So a bond hearing, if you don't know, is a court proceeding where a judge determines whether a person arrested for a crime should be released from jail while awaiting trial. And if so, what conditions should be attached to that release, often involving a bail amount. Now, for citizens, obviously the primary purpose is to ensure the defendant appears for future court dates, but to, you know, and balance public safety with the defendant's right to freedom. Under this new directive, millions upon millions of illegal migrants will be detained throughout their entire deportation process. They will no longer be subject to bail. And among those who are complaining about the One Big Beautiful Bill, and I know some of you were, we were not. We were supporters of the One Big Beautiful Bill on this channel. But those of you who were complaining about it, many of you do not seem to realize that as part of this One Big Beautiful Bill, Congress just approved funding to detain at least 100,000 people at one time, nearly doubling the previous record of 58,000. But that's just the beginning. The One Big Beautiful Bill Trump signed just a couple of, not even 2 weeks ago, on July the 4th, provides a massive $45 billion for immigration detention through 2029. So that's more than quadruple ICE's previous annual budget. This administration isn't just talking about mass deportation, gang. They are funding it at levels never seen before in our nation's history. They also include $32 billion for immigration agents and enforcement operations. That is a 20x increase in immigration agents, which means we're going to see 20x the arrests. In addition, the One Big Beautiful Bill supplies $13.5 billion for states and local governments to help with enforcement. We're talking nearly a total of $100 billion dedicated to getting illegal migrants out of our nation. This is what happens when you elect a president who actually keeps his promises instead of just making them. And the results speak for themselves. In Trump's first 100 days alone, ICE arrested over 66,000 illegal aliens and removed over 65,000. Three out of four arrests were violent criminal aliens. But what does the legacy media focus on? What does a hack journalist from Politico focus on? Masks. Think about that. Think about the utter hypocritical absurdity that the very people who once told you that if you didn't wear a mask, you were a bioterrorist hell-bent on killing a million grandmas, those very same people are now flipping out over ICE agents wearing masks. I'm getting speechless myself. This is why more people than ever are just simply turning off the legacy media. This is why they have the lowest ratings ever. What they are witnessing is an administration that is giving the people precisely what we voted for. And they're doing it at a scale we simply have never seen before. ICE now has nearly 600 pending and signed agreements with local police departments across the country, with 444 new agreements since January 20th of this year alone. This is the whole of government comprehensive approach that Trump promised. Federal agents, state police, local sheriffs, all working together in tandem to enforce immigration law like never before. And here's the genius part. Trump isn't just sending people back to their home countries. The same ICE memo that announced the end of bond hearings for illegals also allows for deportation to third countries with just 6 hours notice in emergencies. How's that? I mean, they're literally dumping illegal aliens anywhere around the world that'll take them, like South Sudan. And the key here is that what makes this so effective isn't just the law enforcement. It's the entire legal framework Trump has built. Pam Bondi, to her credit, her DOJ has successfully destroyed nationwide injunctions through that incredible Supreme Court decision several days back. So now rogue judges have been effectively neutered for the rest of Trump's presidency. And he's using, of course, the Alien Enemies Act to quickly deport suspected criminals with limited due process. I mean, this is wartime level enforcement for a wartime level invasion. This is not just policy. This is a complete transformation of how America approaches immigration. No more endless appeals, no more catch and release, no more sanctuary cities protecting criminals. With funding for 100,000 detention beds, the legal framework to hold people indefinitely, Trump has created the most effective deportation machine in American history. 286,000 arrests in barely 6 months, $90 billion in funding, 579 law enforcement partnerships, third country deportations, no more bond hearings, gang. This is what making America great again really looks like. So what do you think? Let me know in the comments section below. And as always, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless. We're in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to americaawaken.us and order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun. The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.